Live from Tehran. The leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, says Iran must continue to strengthen itself in the face of enmity from different parties. Omid Haydari has more.
Ayatollah Khamenei made the remark on Tuesday during an address on the eve of the anniversary of the largest-scale pro-establishment demonstrations that took place throughout Iran on December 30, 2009, the day which witnessed massive demonstrations in support of the ruling authorities in reaction to unrest that had ensued the presidential election in June of the same year. The leader termed the demonstrations as one of the examples of the Islamic Republic's might. Ayatollah Khamenei said no one had orchestrated that unique incident, which had rather been propelled by the intellectual power that constitutes the main structure of the Islamic establishment. Elsewhere in his remark, the leader said today the geometry defining the arrogant power's confrontation with the Islamic Republic is directed toward robbing the Iranian nation of its material and its spiritual power and conviction. In turn, we should preserve and strengthen that power day by day, the leader added. Iran, Ayatollah Khamenei said, enjoy ample natural, human and economic resources, follows logic, and has political platforms and competent military personnel and equipment. The leader said the hostilities and conspiracies directed against Iran are a response to the resourceful country's opposition to the hegemonic system in the world. He noted that in the face of such enmity, the Islamic Republic should increase its strength, and that is the very reason for the insistence made on the enhancement of domestic power and the reinforcement of domestic structures. The leader compared the enemy to a thief who would seek to burglarize a house but pretends that the reason for its enmity is the defensive weapon held by the householder. He said they, therefore, would attempt to disarm the householder through guile and various means such as talking, joking, smiling, and rebuking and enter the house. The leader also strongly denounced the possession and application of nuclear weapons, saying the prohibition of nuclear weapons has very jurisprudential and intellectual foundations, but a government and nation can endeavor to obtain other types of power. Ayatollah Khamenei has formally issued a fatwa or religious decree banning the possession and use of atomic bombs.
Now, major joint military drills by Iran's army and the Islamic Revolution Guard Corps, the IRGC, have entered their second day when the recruits practiced high-precision targeting against mock invasive aircraft. The three-day drills, codenamed the Defenders of Velayat-e Sky 7, kicked off early on Monday. On Tuesday, the low- and high-range missile defense systems stationed at the IRGC's Khatam al-Anbiya Air Base, namely Mirsad and Yazahra 3 missile shields, intercepted and destroyed mock airborne targets. The missile systems boost increased reconnaissance command and surgical engagement capabilities thanks to their upgrades in their systems and electronic mechanisms. The maneuvers take place throughout Iran's southern and southeastern and southwestern parts and involve around 17,000 military personnel. The maneuvers seek to hone coordination among the different divisions of the armed forces employed to defend the country's airspace. The Secretary General of the Lebanese Hezbollah Resistance Movement says the resistance front in the region will not surrender Iraq, Syria or Lebanon to hegemonic plots. Sayyid Hassan Nasrallah made the remarks in a televised address on Tuesday. He warned of the threat of takfirism and extremism, saying Western intelligence apparatus tried to create rift among Muslims in the wake of the Islamic awakening. Nasrallah stated that Takfiri groups have faced the Islamic community with the worst threats, adding that we must behave responsibly and isolate those who spread sedition. The Hezbollah chief stressed that all media outlets must take steps to counter those channels which seek to stoke sedition among Muslims. Referring to struggles by people of Bahrain against Al-Khalifa regime, he noted that people of Bahrain will never turn a blind eye to the cause of Palestine, despite a paranormalization of relations between the monarchy and the Zionist regime. Nasrallah went on to note that in Yemen, people are chanting slogans in support of the Palestinian cause, despite the country's blockade, starvation, murder and bombings caused by Saudi Arabia's relentless attacks, adding that we must all insist on fighting the sedition through the ideology of unity.